Welcome to Crypto Talk Radio, the podcast for everyday investors like you. Visit us on the web at cryptotalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
Thank you for that, Bailey, and welcome everybody out there in Crypto Talk Radio, found at cryptotalkradio.net. A cold day, a cold snap. We are hitting the cold season. It's not quite the snow season, but it is the cold season. We got a freeze warning very recently here. And I'm used to the cold. I've not experienced the full brunt of the cold in this area. I've traveled to this area on business before, but I'm pretty sure I traveled during the fall or summer. And that was, the weather was whatever. I've learned more about the weather conditions, you know, rains a lot more here than it did in a Seattle area, which I was in for a while. And people are like, oh, it rains all the time. No, it does not rain all the time out there. It's pretty moderate, I would think. In Seattle, I mean. Here, it freaking rains all the damn time. I'm shocked. And then it'll get, you know, cold or windy or whatever. It just, the weather can't make up its mind. Because then we'll get a hot snap and then it'll cool off like nothing. Like we just had a hot snap a couple days ago. So I'm interested. I'm intrigued to see what winter's going to look like here. I've been told snow dominates the area. I'm used to that because I lived in Colorado for a while. I've gone to like Ohio on business multiple times. We grew up in Texas at a young age. I drove up through California. There's parts of mid and northern California. And they get their fair share of snow. People are like, no, we're not, California has sun. No. Sun applies to certain parts of California on the southern side. It does not apply on the mid, and it does not apply on the northern. It damn sure doesn't apply on Siskiyou Summit, which is the border between California and Oregon. I was in Oregon, and trust me, you'll get some snow up there in Oregon. You get some snow. I was in a convergence zone, blizzard convergence zone in Washington when I lived up there, and in Colorado, I was walking in the snow because I didn't have my car, you know, so I'm used to it. Connecticut, I had a little bit of it. I was trying to think of other places. I think that's about it. North Dakota. I had a bit there too. So Wyoming. That was the coldest I've ever been, was Wyoming in the wintertime. Snowville, Utah had the most snow. You know, it was snow as far as the eye could see, but it wasn't cold. It just, there was nothing out there. So if you're driving, you know, and I'm driving a hybrid, so of course I can fill up gas and my car is going to take me the full length of the gas tank, unlike these EVs and all that crap where you've been stranded in the middle of nowhere where there's no gas station for at least 10 miles. That's the reality for some of you that are rushing to the EVs. And so I was proud of my car at the time. I called him Aston. That was my car. It was beautiful. And I sold him like an idiot, but I got a replacement. Loved the car. Got no problems with it. Couple of issues, but nothing major. So I'm ready. Some point. I'm ready. I was watching a couple of things, and I've been doing updates, by the way, on the Satama fiasco, and I'm going to be doing the weekend specials. I just did an out-of-cycle update on Manny the Rug Puller, so you might want to check that out. It's on our YouTube channel and on the podcast at CryptoTalk.fm. So if you're just an audio person, you can hear it in your audio app, or you can check it out on the YouTube side. It also should be replicated to BitChute. I'm pretty sure that's still on. Rumble was off, and I think I turned that off on purpose for some reason. I turned it back on. I don't know if it's on there. I don't really care about Rumble. I'm not on Odyssey anymore, and that's because Odyssey started playing games with the whole replication where they basically want you to increase your, use misleading thumbnails and all the BS tactics to increase your follower count to do the YouTube. So in order for them to get more free content, it's free. It costs them nothing. Yeah, there's storage costs. It's cheap, right? Bandwidth, yeah, it's cheap. Whatever. Point is, they say they essentially want the shillers. They want that. So I told them to screw themselves and close that down. So there is no Odyssey. Rumble's still active, but I was not replicating. I think it's replicating now. We also replicate to the Discord channel. I'm pretty sure BitChute still gets a replication. We have a lot of listeners on that side. And then, of course, we're on every podcast platform known to man at this point. So the reason I did that is because I was trying to use my platform to get this word out about this bullshit on this Satama, because I think it's important people hear it. You know, I want people to understand and learn. More importantly, learn from the chaos that was and understand why I don't go after garbage, because that's what it was. It was garbage, and I was warning people of that, and people don't give my credit, but that's what I'm doing right now. So we're going to talk about some news bits that happened as well. I got a question in about this World Liberty Financial from former President Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get right into this and have a little bit of fun today, I think. Coindesk.com, we're going to zoom out to the month chart, and we are actually going to start with Bitcoin today. And the reason I'm starting with Bitcoin, the main reason I'm starting with Bitcoin, is because Bitcoin is the only thing that actually had some significant climb as I record this. Bitcoin currently hovering just shy of 67,000, a high of 67.8, a low of 64.8, hovering around the 67, trending in an upward direction, and we're hopefully heading back towards the 70,000 mark. I don't think we're going to get there yet. Feels like we got another week or two in October before we see more climb beyond, let's say, I'm going to say maybe 68. Seems like we're not heavily going up or strongly going up, but it is an upward trend. There was some sell pressure. There was some positive news about Mt. Gox and some other developments where there was less sell pressure placed on Bitcoin that contributed to some of the price climb we saw. And then on the Ethereum side, of course, Ethereum is still not climbing like it should have. It came up a little bit, a low of 25.3, a high of 26.8 over the last 24 hours, currently hovering around the 2600 mark, but trending slightly downward. So Ethereum has not gotten any of the momentum. I'm going to take a victory lap here and now, Luther Vandross 1988. I'm going to have to take a victory lap because I did multiple episodes where I told you about the idiot Vitalik dumping on your head, and I had multiple people tell me that this guy's a visionary and he created these amazing chains and we don't know why he's selling and he deserves the benefit of the doubt. He's not dumping on your head. He tells you what he's doing. And the most egregious excuse that I keep hearing, he's doing it for charity. I am trying to tell people, think about this. If he wanted you to invest in some charity, he would encourage you to, instead of buying the cryptocurrency, to just give the fucking money to the charity in the first place. If you honestly believe he's giving all the money to the charity, that's fine. You can believe he's giving all the money to charity. He's essentially giving your money to charity, but let's assume 80% of the people in there support him giving your money away to charity without your support. The devs are doing it, but you know what I'm saying. It's your money. You're the one who bought in. What about the other 20% that don't give a damn about the charity, or they don't want him picking the charity, or they don't want the dev supporting giving their money away to this idiot? Perhaps there's people in there that actually want to treat it like an investment, and they don't want to see the money given away for charity, because I want to get you with some facts. From a tax perspective, giving money directly to a charity is tax deductible. Giving money to a cryptocurrency so some big-headed idiot can give it to a charity of their choice is not tax deductible. You got to pay your taxes if you want to do it correct and not have them come after you. Mind you, they can always follow and trace you if they really want to hunt you down. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you that the guy's a fucking idiot, and I don't support him dumping for any reason. It doesn't matter why he chooses to sell. It doesn't matter if it's some shady freaking charity. It doesn't matter if the devs ask him to do it. It doesn't matter if he's doing Hot Tub Time Machine with some new girlfriend. None of it matters. Nobody should support him dumping on your head, whether it's ETH directly or garbage tokens, Vol coins connected to ETH. All of this is contributing to negative sentiment that there's a slice of population that doesn't want to see this happen. So you will continually hear me criticize the idiot as an idiot because I don't support anybody dumping on your head. And it's not just a direct token. It's the fact that you get no tax benefit from him doing it, and I will not support it. So I'm good now. I'm not, but I'm fine. I'm very frustrated hearing the excuses. Oh, it's a charity. I'm tired of it. You should not support it. So how do you avoid it? You avoid garbage. Garbage tokens, they're desperate. That's all they can do. That's all of them do. ID Finance did this crap. Mudang garbage did this crap. SHIB garbage did this crap. They all the garbage ones do this crap. Look for the ones that are not so desperate to do this crap, that have some fundamental strength where they don't need to rely on the idiot. Even better, perhaps avoid the Ethereum chain. Because if enough people avoid the Ethereum chain, and I say that as somebody who trades on it, but if enough people avoid the Ethereum chain, perhaps enough price disruption happens to where the guy gets a damn clue. And then hopefully we hear him say, look, I'm sorry, okay? I'm going to stop freaking dumping on your head. If there was a DAO, I'm talking a real DAO, if there was a DAO where we could vote the idiot out and say, he get nothing. No, he's already got the tokens. He's sitting on it. So there's nothing you can really do other than blacklist his wallet. I would love to see that happen. I would love to see the community come together and blacklist his wallet, even if temporarily, to get him to commit under governance. Again, it doesn't exist. I'm saying this is my wish. Under governance, you will apologize to the community for what you're doing. You will stop doing it. If some garbage project sends you crap tokens, all you can do is send them to the burn address. Go ahead and do that, all you care to. Burn them, that's fine. I'm talking about the dumping. Stop, because you're affecting all the tokens that are paired to the Ethereum and thus affecting everybody else. And so Ethereum doesn't get a chance to run like it should have. It's long since overdue. And all that does is cause potentially bad actors to spin up and take advantage of people. Speaking of taking advantage, World Liberty Financial, Trump's token that he was going to launch, didn't launch very well. Scheduled to launch today, put the site up, crashed within like an hour or two. It didn't take that long. They didn't raise anywhere close to what they wanted. They wanted $300 million. Didn't get anywhere close. I think they got somewhere around the neighborhood of $10 million at a point. They got nowhere close because the site freaking crashed. However, and this was one of the questions that I received, a lot of people are pissed off about the way they did this. It's a whitelist process. And there were some people that said, hey, I don't, you know, how do you know what the price is? And how do you track this? And how do we know what's going on? A lot of people didn't understand how this was done. I want to help explain how this was done. And I already bitched and moaned about why I felt this was a stupid idea that he did. I'm not going to bore that. I am going to just talk briefly to help explain. I saw some people who otherwise should be very brilliant people confused about why they couldn't see a chart on this business. Here's the skivvy, Mike. Donald Trump, or more appropriately, his kids, they paired up with a group who was responsible for a different token, a piece of garbage token that got hacked. And I criticize that. That episode's out there. It's an out-of-cycle update. Check it out in the archives at cryptotalk.fm. But they paired up with this idiot to launch this as a new branded thing, but doing the same thing that garbage was doing. The problem is they wanted to stay compliant with the SEC. They didn't want to run afoul of the Gary Gensler's of the world. Under United States law, so this is not Trump, this is United States law. This is why you understand the game is rigged. United States law has this concept of an accredited investor, and it applies to anything that is presented as a public investment, as we're putting it out to the public, we're making it available for investment, and we're trying to solicit some money prior to launch. That's what this is. They're trying to get some money prior to a wide-scale launch. The United States, the law does not allow you to do that unless you are considered, quote, an accredited investor. Leister is an accredited investor. That's why I understand how this works, and I'm disappointed in the numbnuts that tried to pull up a chart on this business that apparently didn't understand what this does. An accredited investor should be the most offensive person, concept to you. Not the person, but the concept should be offensive to you. An accredited investor to the guidelines of the law essentially is somebody who's wealthy enough that if the token were to fail or the launch were to fail, it would not damage them to a significant degree. That's effectively what it is. So it's all about how much money you make. They want to know that you make at least $200,000 a year. Again, Leister is an accredited investor. As a business owner, I blow that out of the water. So I could have bought in. I didn't. With the whitelist, they ask you to connect and go through KYC. You have to prove that you're an accredited investor. You have to certify you're an accredited investor. If you misrepresent your status as accredited investor, the feds can come after you because you're not supposed to do that. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to do it because they were trying to generate the most money because of what they're trying to build. Like, the token doesn't really mean anything. It's actually even prohibited from trade once it launches. They don't intend for the token to really be anything. In my mind, I liken it more to like a bond where they're issuing these kind of like a bonding process where it's just money that's available for them to build whatever they want this World Liberty Financial to be. That's allegedly going to either enhance or replace, probably enhance the financial system and help expose what cryptocurrency could be used for in an effort to try to sell Congress on why they need to add the regulatory framework that people have been asking for. So my point is, too many people are focused on the token. The token doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just, at the end of the day, they're trying to generate money in order to build what it is that they're trying to build. Bottom line, you have to be a certain status, wealth, or greater in order to buy at this stage. They don't plan, as of right now, they don't plan to have it just to be a freely traded token. That's why I treat it kind of like a bonding process, because it's limited in who can get it. It's limited in how you get it. And it's not tradable directly. You'd have to transact it through them. Past the whitelist process, once they go forward, they're planning to build something, whatever the something is, using that money to move it forward. But the token itself doesn't really mean much. You're not talking. So I heard people talk about it's a garbage, scam. I would qualify. How can it be a scam when you as a low-level investor can't buy the damn thing? So how could you be scammed off of it? The perception of a scam is only because they can't see price, yet people have bought it. People have bought it because it's like a pre-sale. How's it any different from a pink scam pre-sale, which those same people on YouTube celebrate when their garbage tokens get on pink scam pre-sales and they're shilling that crap to the moon, but yet this one has to be a scam when it's doing a pre-sale that just happens to be directly on the site that's unstable because he partnered up with an idiot. No, I see no evidence yet of any scam, but I was critical of his approach because I felt like this was ammunition against him. We already have now seen failures early on. We even started the damn thing. Lara Trump, Tiffany Trump, their ex accounts got hacked. The hackers sent out scam links that were tricking people. The perception's already jacked up, which is why I didn't want him to do this. I wanted him to acquire one of the existing failing blockchains and simply Trump Taj Mahal or whatever you want to do and put your name on it and let it pump. I know why he didn't do it. He didn't do it because of the SEC. And the reason I know it was because of the SEC is because of the way he launched this thing. He launched this thing in a way that did not run afoul of the SEC. At this point, they've done nothing around the token. And by blocking trades, they've essentially nullified any argument from Gary Gensler saying it's a security, it's a law. It can't be a security. The token can't be traded. It's generating wealth. There's tokens that are issued. You can't trade the damn thing. So it might as well be like a bonding. There's not been a precedent for this type of issuance. That's got the SEC bamboozled. I guarantee you, they don't know how to react to it. And chances are they're probably waiting for the election and probably getting close up to it. So let's say the fourth week of October, you're going to start seeing some chatter about this business where all of a sudden it's a problem because that's election interference. That's why I didn't want him to do this, because it just gives ammunition against him at a critical point. And then you got to ask the question, he right now is in charge of it. His face is all over it. How is that going to be perceived when you can't, there's the enrichment. You can't be, emoluments. You can't be enriched serving in office. So how does that work? He would say, no, my kids read it. The kids, they're doing big league. No. Your face is all over the, like, that's what I'm saying. This is tone deaf. Somebody's advising him. Whoever it is does not have his best interest at heart. That's why there's a perception it's a scam. I would argue, I don't see it's a scam coming from him. It is possible that the numbnuts who failed on the other project that he partnered with might be trying to scam the people that are getting in the token using his name, and it turns into a grift. I suspect that could happen. I'm not trying to worry you or concern you or freak you. I'm saying if he opens trades on this at any point in the process, there's high risk on it. There's high risk of hack even now that it gets drained. If it gets drained, it'd be the biggest PR nightmare you can think of. And that's why I'm very adamantly opposed to him doing it. But I cannot say scam at this point. Nobody else can. They can claim it all they want to. I don't see it. We also can't say he is, has, or will be dumping on your head like some other points or people. Speaking of other people, Elon Musk, Tesla, has done a major transfer of $760 million worth of Bitcoin to mysterious wallets. On-chain data says that there's a possibility that the wallets, the Tesla wallets, are about to start dumping some Bitcoin to a major degree, about close to a billion dollars worth of Bitcoin. Do I think that they're going to dump Bitcoin? They've already dumped Bitcoin before. Remember, that was a while ago. They dumped a bunch of Bitcoin because they needed the money. They did it because they needed the money. It wasn't because they weren't supporters of it. They did it because they needed the money. They were running kind of slim. I don't know if you've been following the news, but Tesla has been having a major, major hard time with that freaking Canyonero, aka Cybertruck business, and all the recalls and all the issues happening with that piece of crap truck that they issued that made no damn sense. And then the whole SpaceX fiasco, you know, astronauts being stuck in space for who knows how long, that wasn't his fault. I'm saying the point is there's a lot of negative press around everything Elon Musk. And then you couple that with him going up on stage, supporting Donald Trump, essentially being MAGA, putting the hat on and the whole nine. Now the fingers are pointing his direction. And then this just adds fuel to the fire because we are looking for a cryptocurrency friendly candidate. We also are looking for not this, as in we're not looking for people dumping the crypto. We're looking for people to support the cryptocurrency, because if all they're just going to do is sell it off for the fiat, it means you got schooled. You got lied to. You got rope-a-doped. You got okey-doked, because they told you this is going to be the future. It's the future. We got to do it first. China's going to take over. They told you that was going to be the case, and then they turn around and sell it. Remember, Trump apparently went over there, didn't think very much of Bitcoin, to sit, buy whatever, with a cake or a pizza or something on freaking Bitcoin. The less you can think about this transactions, this Elon transaction, the healthier your mental will be. Because I assure you, the sentiment is decreasing with these people and the way they use and perceive cryptocurrency. All of it's connected straight to fiat, which I told you was going to be the case. Despite all the other YouTubers telling you that crypto is going to be the future and US dollars going away and you're not going to be able to touch any money or any of that crap. And Leister here, right? Months after months after months, Leister has been telling you at the end of the day, fiat is not going anywhere because it cannot do. It's too ingrained in our society. And when you're talking to billionaires who think so little of the cryptocurrency that they would rather sell it. El Salvador's smart, right? They were poor and they stacked. They stacked and stacked and stacked, and they got wealthy, and they're continuing to stack. Like, they're doing it correctly. But you got billionaires that dump off of it. If billionaires are comfortable dumping off of it to do these transactions, what does that tell you? It tells you they don't think too much of it. Remember, Tesla had at one point almost $3 billion worth of Bitcoin, and then they sold a crap ton. That was like 2 years ago, whatnot. And now they're selling a crap ton again. You got freaking idiot Vitalik over there doing major dumps. You got Donald Trump buying garbage with it. So I'm not suggesting they're not supportive of it. I'm telling you that their perception of its value always connects back to fiat, always has, always will. And that's not going to change no matter what the YouTubers tell you. So you need to give my credit, because this is something I told you was going to happen. I didn't realize it would be this bad, but I thought it was going to happen. I don't think it's going to affect all cryptos, you know, just a lot of the main ones. Ethereum certainly being jacked up, and Bitcoin's being jacked up, and Doge is being left behind. you know, Mooding's getting dumped and, you know, Pepe's kind of hovering there. It's not going anywhere. Bones, useless. Shib's like, whatevs. All of these are kind of sitting there. But speaking of tokens that are not just sitting there, Canary Capital files an application for the Schwarz Spot Litecoin ETF. Did you forget about Litecoin? Hopefully you didn't forget about Litecoin. Litecoin's always been out there. Litecoin is the Doge of the, you know, quality coins. You know, Doge is crap, but of the quality coins. Litecoin is the, it's just been here. It's been here. It's quick for transactions. It's efficient. It's available, readily available. The only downside of Litecoin is that although it's flexible, as in you can go between chains and do all sorts of good stuff with it, and it's quick and efficient and all that, price is reasonable, it's not gotten the same level of marketing that anything else has. Others have taken a look at Litecoin, and they've been critical of Litecoin because it remains proof of work, and the hype is around proof of stake. However, with what they learned about proof of stake with Ethereum and the fact that it seemed to negatively affect the price of Ethereum, others are starting to take notice of Litecoin, and that may have been a driving force behind this recent spot ETF application. A lot of people are nervous. What does this mean? Does the SEC going to go after it like it once went after Ethereum? This is ages ago, and then backed off of it when it went proof of stake. Quote, the SEC hasn't stated its position on the matter, but it's unlikely that Litecoin could be considered to have been offered as a security since there was no offering at all. Thus, issuers should theoretically have the same pathway to launch spot-based Litecoin ETFs in the United States as they did for Bitcoin. Stop. This is a bullish, I think, statement if you agree with it. What they're saying is that there was no issuance of it. It's like a Bitcoin, but it doesn't. It's certainly faster. In transaction, I would argue it's easier to get it, in my opinion. It's certainly not as widespread used in the United States, but that doesn't mean you can't get access to it. Every single exchange supports it for transactions. It doesn't have any backing major corp that's offering, you know, like Cytochain where it's like scamming you or none of that. It's just a coin, you know, and it happens to be proof of work. That means it could be mined effectively. So people can mine Litecoin and still do. So the thought is, well, that should open the door theoretically to a spot ETF similar to the way Bitcoin is for the same reasons, because it does not have the same level of risk and concern that the Ethereum one did. Now, we shouldn't see any issue regardless because Ethereum eventually did get a spot ETF. That is not because of the Biden administration, like some of the people said. That's not the truth. The bottom line is Gary Gensler went up there and gave all sorts of naysays, and that's why the Ethereum ETF is not taken off, because he added a bunch of what legitimately was FUD to the process. I digress. The point is, I think this is a bullish indicator for Litecoin and its price movement, and I would recommend that you keep an eye on Litecoin's price over the long term, because it is entirely, entirely possible that we see a strong run-up of Litecoin in the near future. Remember when we hit 2021, Litecoin was jumping like crazy. Ethereum Classic was jumping like crazy, because ultimately they all connect back to Bitcoin and to a lesser degree Ethereum in some way. Litecoin has always been perceived as a very solid potential alternative, not for the purposes of smart contracts or any of that stuff, but just for money and transactions and trades. It's always been looked at as a strong alternative to Ethereum. So I'm saying Ethereum should be running up by now. It still is not, and I'm concerned why that's not the case at this point. But Litecoin has been a mainstay and isn't going anywhere. And I think it's worth paying attention to Litecoin in the near future for the remainder of the year. Why do I feel that way? Why do I think that? Am I wrong when I see a low of 65, a high of 72 over the last 24 hours with a strong upward trend? Am I wrong when I say that? And let me just refresh. Litecoin at one point, I'm pretty sure, got over the $100 mark. So when I'm telling you that I do believe that some of this sentiment shift towards Litecoin in the short term could be a positive thing in the long, if you're one of those that's sick of what's going on with idiot Vitalik and Ethereum, which I believe there is a sentiment shift away from Ethereum. I don't think there's a sentiment shift away from Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin is still being manipulated. And until the manipulation calms down, some people might just be looking for something different to get into. And I'm advocating or recommending that Litecoin is something you pay attention to, because fortunately, it does not have the risk of ripping you off like a side of chain or whatever that is. The last thing I'm going to talk about, garbage tokens in general. There's a lot of garbage that's been spun up specifically on Base. They've abandoned Solana. Now they're on Base. Some of them went to Tron. There's a lot of garbage out there. Nero, Ethereum, Slurf, which is crap, whatever. Mog, sure. Milady, sure. Super Trump, sure. The GME, which is not officially GameStop, by the way, sure. You know, there's PayPay, there's Pepe, there's Book of Memes. There's all sorts of garbage out there. Vol coins out there. That dog with hat crap, the pop cat garbage. Here's the thing. These were spun up largely to take advantage of a very short window of time. I would argue, with the exception of maybe Bonk, I would argue that the vast majority of the ones that were set up very recently were set up to get ahead of what they suspect is a strong bull run, an actual bull run. The bull run would have to affect Ethereum, because Base is layered over Ethereum. The Solana tokens didn't last. The reason the Solana tokens, I believe, did not last is because at the end of the day, Solana is to some light degree dependent on Bitcoin and mostly Ethereum. Like I saw from this recent, I saw that a lot of the money that would flow into Solana in 2021 was coming by way of Ethereum, because Ethereum at the time had a lot of the garbage, a lot of money pumped into the Ethereum chain and then made its way over into Binance, Solana, Avalanche, etc. Because Binance ran up, right? Avalanche ran up, Solana ran up, all the other, you know, Phantom ran up, all the other ones ran up, but that was off the backs of Ethereum at the end of it, because Ethereum is where the vast majority of stuff was at that time. Nobody was really doing anything with Solana like we saw just this past year and a half. Nobody was doing anything on Tron like we saw this past 2 years. Nobody was doing anything. Base didn't exist at a point. So I'm saying that I believe, my personal opinion, the suppression of Ethereum is contributing to the lack of strong, sustained run of some of the other chains. Whether I'm right or wrong, I have no idea. But it's the only correlation I've got, because Bitcoin is very near its all-time high, and yet the other ones are still suppressed. How can that be? The only outlier is Ethereum. We don't know for sure until Ethereum runs again. We don't know why Ethereum's not running now other than an idiot Vitalik dumping on your head. We don't know exactly what's happening with it. We do know a lot of these Vol coins are crapping very most recently, and a lot of that has to do, I believe, with the demise of Ethereum. Will they run up? Absolutely. There's one I have my eye on right now that I bought in a pretty good amount of money. I mean, it's not earth-changing money, but it's enough where I watched it and I've been taking profit off of it and going back and forth, and I saw, okay, seems like this has a good profit potential to it, to a minimum double. So if it doubles, let's say, and it seems to go in cycles. So if it doubles again, it's essentially two mortgage payments for me. Okay, that's not bad. Well, I'm going to watch it and wait. And this is on the Solana chain, by the way. And I'm not going to give the name because I don't want you to FOMO into it. But I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to see if it runs. There was actually a news article about this one. That's how I learned about it. And the guy, he had bought into it when it was under a penny. He sat on it. I think its all-time high is like 8 cents. So it went effectively. It did like a 15X for this guy. And I think he tossed like 10,000 bucks at it or something. So he made a pretty good amount of money off of this run. This is, again, I'm nowhere close to that level of potential gain unless there's a major amount of cash that flows its direction, which is possible. It's only got shortly under a billion of supply. So if you think about most projects, I mean, geez, freaking what, Pepe? And it's what, 2 billion, 3 billion or whatever it is. So you think these ones, it's got 2 billion, 3 billion, and something only has a billion in supply, and it seems to have strong activity going on. That's the kind of stuff that I'm just watching. And it does seem to have utility behind it, as in it does seem to not be garbage where they're relying on idiot Vitalik. It doesn't seem to be heavily shilled or hyped. Like, I haven't heard anybody talking about it, which is a positive in my mind. So that's the kind of thing that I think. This is one that's waiting for Ethereum, because that's where money would come from. It's theory. No evidence of it at all. As far as the Shillers, man, gosh, I am, you know, I did an update about the whole Rexus/Reddit/Rank that's out there, that's on the podcast at CryptoTalk.fm, as well as on YouTube. And I'm doing this Satama Saga fiasco, and that's going to be as I learn stuff, I'll share it. If it's a quick and dirty, I'll do it out of cycle. Other than that, I'm doing the weekend specials. So if you are interested in all things about this fiasco, make sure you check in on the weekend. I'll be doing one episode on Saturday, one episode on Sunday. Next episode is going to be the cult leader, Russ Armand. And I know enough myself to know what likely I'm going to be reading about. I haven't even started the deep research about him because, again, I felt he was a fall guy. He was a mark, but he also got enriched at the same time. After cult leader, I have to decide if I'm going to target Max Equation or Manny the Hitman. I have not decided. The reason I'm not decided is because it feels like Max Hernandez was more important of a mastermind in this business than I thought he should be. It struck me as kind of stupid, but perhaps he was one of the smartest ones in the group. So now it's got me tussling. Do I cover Manny the Hitman, who was continuing to rip people off a side of chain, or do I cover Max Equation to understand what happened with the mask? I haven't decided. Sunday's episode is still up in the air. I can tell you Saturday will be the cult leader, and we're going to dig in. We're going to have some fun with that one because everybody knows the cult leader because he was the one in front of this business. And we're going to revisit all the stuff that we did about the Cokes and all that good business. So, and it is true, and I had somebody on YouTube who called out, you know, you seem to be the only person talking about it. The reason that I'm the only person talking about it is because the rest of the people don't care because their focus is to pitch you on some garbage. They're trying to shill you on some garbage and increase their follower count. They don't really care about you and informational pieces. They don't care about you learning. They don't care about you growing. They don't care about you getting better at this. They just want to shill you the next garbage that's likely to pump and dump on you. And they're trying to increase their follower counts. We're not a YouTuber, we're a podcaster. So we don't care about the counts on YouTube. It's just content that's out there. And people are going to find it. People that search are going to find it. So we'll see. You know, something might have 200, 300. We've had stuff that started on the Combat Talk side. It started at 200 and skyrocketed to 13,000 views. That's just the way it's cyclical. It's just the way it is. That's what we like. And it might be months after the fact. We don't care because we're not playing the YouTube algorithmic game to try to scam you into following us or paying us or any of that. We don't care. It's just content. I believe content should be free. And so I make the content free. It's on the podcast at CryptoTalk.fm. It's on the YouTube channel. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on GoodNotes. It's on who knows what else. I'm all over the place. I'm on Pandora. I'm on iHeartRadio. Google Podcasts is dead, but YouTube Music, I'm on there. Amazon Music, I'm on there. Audible, I'm on there. I can't even remember everywhere we are. The point is that when people search for topics, we are going to dribble up to the top because we are one of the select few talking about it. I can't see anybody else talking about it, which actually is appealing to me because I know there's people out there that are genuinely curious on a simplistic breakdown of what's going on with this business. And that was my inspiration to just bite the bullet, sit down, try to break it out because I find it entertaining. I also find it informational. And I I'm an informational content provider. I'm not trying to increase the follower count. It doesn't matter. They're going to find me. And if there are ones that are like me or ones that want to be like me, not like Mike, like me, level-headed, looking for quality, making good money, not triggered by FOMO. They actually want to be better investors. They're going to find it and they're going to follow and they're going to subscribe and they're going to listen. That's cool. And the ones that are gamblers want to roll the dice are going to get frustrated with the fact I'm not talking about garbage. They'll leave. That's cool. That's what I want though. That's what I want. It's a flushing without me doing anything. That's the beauty of it being a podcast. With a podcast, it's my show. I can do what I need to do. I can present how I want. And I will entice an audience that hopefully enjoys that kind of coverage. And hopefully spreads the word that others should enjoy that kind of coverage. If enough people do that, it will improve the quality of traders across. If we improve the quality of traders across, we might entice better projects If we entice better projects, we might have a better chance of actually winning without having to roll the dice on it. It all comes 360. That's my contribution to the whole thing. That's why, to the person that was curious, that's why nobody else is talking about it. They care about bumping followers and shilling you crap, and that's their focus and that's their hustle, and I don't begrudge them that hustle. I'm not. I'm a podcaster. I don't care. I am just providing information as a host that I do. I want people to understand what we are seeing with this Saitama business is an opportunity to learn what went wrong. Because if you really listen, and I would ask, if you listen to the way that I break it down, it will become clear that almost all projects are doing the same damn thing. When you recognize, because I've been telling you that for months, and if you're new, welcome, by the way. But I've been telling you for months, this is how they all do it. They all do the same thing the same way. And I speculated at least three times. There's got to be somebody consulting these people on doing it that way because so many of them do the same thing. They all do. Mononoke did the same thing. Shinja did the same thing. Shiryo did the same thing. Suzuki did the same thing. Robo did the same thing. Para Inu did the same thing four freaking times, by the way. ID Finance did the same thing. All of them do the same thing. And I'm still, in fact, I'm more confident that somebody's in the middle and they're telling all these projects, and they're, for whatever reason, the projects are listening to this idiot, whoever it is, telling them to do these same mistakes, either to trap them, exploit them, or because that person is just a blistering idiot. I don't know. But listening to the breakdown of what's going on with Saitama, hopefully it becomes crystal clear. They all are doing the same thing. The concept of wash trading and bots, they all do the same thing. The concept of secret telescam chats, they all do the same thing. The concept of heavy shill and hype, they all do the same thing. The concept of NFTs, they all do the same thing. The concept of some card to use your cryptocurrency, they all do the same thing. The concept of games, they all do the same thing. The concept of going to Dubai, they all do the same thing. Do you understand that the pattern is too obvious to be a coincidence? Tinfoil me though you might, it's all too coincidental for my taste. And that's why I felt it was a good opportunity to use this to expose in simple form these things that you see in every project, because if you absorb it right, it means you now have the answer to the questions I get all the time. That's what you look for. This is what you look for. When they're doing these things, these are the signs you're looking for. These are the things you don't want projects to do. You don't want them. Some of the stuff you can't know. But when you see a guy flossing his Lambo, when you see his wife talking about mama's new whip, a brand new truck that they buy, when you see them talking about going to some Vegas event with alcohol and allegedly hookers, when you see the shillers like Jake Gaine talking about it, when you see idiots like Henock howling about it, when you see excessive hype and shill, it can only mean one thing. Someone is setting you up for failure. You might be cool to roll the dice and see if you win on it. Fine. I am not telling you what to do with your cash. I'm telling you that they all do the same thing for the same reason. You saw it with the car salesman on Safehu, car salesman 2.0 on LockPay, car salesman 3.0 on SafeJet. You saw it on Lily, you saw it on Terrarium. You see it everywhere. It's everywhere. They all do it. They all do it. So you have a choice to make. Hit the casino. See if you strike it. Just don't complain if you strike out. Or look for solid stuff, realizing that there are solid ones out there. They just aren't going to make you a millionaire overnight. So instead of trying to be a millionaire overnight, go another direction. Focus on making any money that you can and just get good at making money over time. I saw Da Vinci's channel. He did a live a little while ago. Man, I've never seen the guy get so damn frustrated. He's usually kind of laid back. I've never seen him get so frustrated. He got frustrated at the people on his show. Because apparently he was getting beat up because he does a lot of projects. He has like Orc, Waffles, PayPay, there's one other one. Early, I think it is. He does a lot of projects, and they'll contact him and say, hey, would you be our spokesperson, whatever. But he doesn't shill it like a, you know, Scott Herman or Jacob Gain or Adam Kapta. He doesn't shill it like that. He'll talk about it. He'll do analysis, and he'll say, I bought in, and this is how I'm feeling, or I sold out, and this is how I'm feeling. And he's honest that, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that reach out to me, and I don't tell you about them because I think they're crap. He's straight up about it. So I appreciated that honesty of him. I had a lesser opinion of him prior to sitting and actually watching some of his lives, where I understand, hey, he won it big, and he got what he got, but at the same time, he's trying to give back to people with the analysis to help other people make those decisions. And I see that he is a level-headed guy. He's not big-headed. So when I saw him snap, and he wasn't like attacking people, he blocked one person, but he wasn't attacking people. He just basically said, you know, you're calling me a scammer. You're saying this is a scam, because some of his token projects went down, significantly went down. They're all going down. So he was getting beat up, and he was just calling out. I said, you're doing the same thing you did the last time when it was Bitcoin, where you didn't believe me, and I'm trying to tell you these are going to go up, and you're calling them scams because you think, and this is where I started really appreciating the guy. He's telling him, you keep thinking that your project's just supposed to go up and up and up and up. It never goes down. It's just supposed to go up. Because Leister here at CryptoTalk.fm has told you that multiple times. Projects are not supposed to just keep going up. It doesn't make any damn sense. There's buys and there's sells. And price with liquidity, whatever it's paired with, if it goes down, this is going to go down. So you should expect a wave. It's a wave pattern. And sometimes the wave swims upward, and sometimes this wave swims downward. But the point is, it's a wave. There will be ups. There will be downs. You can make money in both directions. You can make money when it goes up. You can make money when it goes down once you get good at it. But there are people out, and then I said the trap is that all these graphing sites default you to the day chart because it has the greatest volatility, which triggers you to FOMO in whatever direction they want you to. You see green, you buy. You see red, you sell, which is the backwards opposite of what you should be doing. But that's what everybody does because they don't understand. All of it's a long play because they keep hearing stories about Chip trader put $100, became a millionaire, which are the extreme outliers. It is never going to happen again. So he said the same thing I've been saying. It's like, dude, it's going to go up. It's going to go down. You have to wait it. You have to wait it out. It doesn't happen overnight. And everything's down at the moment other than Bitcoin, but Bitcoin's manipulated because Ethereum hasn't gone anywhere. So, and he just flat out said, look, if you want to be broke, go ahead. But I'm telling you, these are going to go. It's just not happened yet. There's a frustration because you don't see movement, but this is the reality of what it is. Same thing I've said. They're going to go up. It's just a matter of time. And what do you get stressed for? Go out. Enjoy life. Do something else. Don't stare at this stuff. Why? It's a waste of time. You're just stressing yourself out for what? Because you're trying to be a millionaire. Once you focus not to try to be a millionaire, everything starts to make sense. You realize it's just a long-term investment like any other investment at this point. You figure out which project has the potential to make you a millionaire. You put just enough money to make some profit. You don't target tossing all the money into a project. You take a little bit, put it in there, get a little bit of profit, take your profit back, and let the rest of it ride. You train yourself not to get over-tempted, and you train yourself not to get pissed off because something else failed. The second thing that you should never do is just hero worship, which I covered on the Leica coverage that I did. Don't hero worship. Understand, if your founder got locked up like the one over Robo Inu, I had people on Robo Inu say, you shouldn't be so mean, all these people. I mean, they lost all their money. Okay, that's not my problem. The bottom line is, they made a bad decision. I'm calling it out. I'm trying to help them understand, what are you bullish about here? Your founder got locked up. You need a reality check because you're in the cult and you're stuck in the cult like these people on Saitama that say, this is fake. Really? It's court documents. So many people are embedded in the cult. They're attacking anytime something minor dips, anytime we give a hard truth, anytime we say, I told you so, you need to give my credit. Every single time, the diehards on Seifu, none of them came back and said, you know what? I'm giving you your credit. You told us about this guy. You told us multiple times this was going to happen. We didn't listen to you. We attacked you. The diehards on LockPay. I had a couple people come back, but largely the vast majority, nobody came back on that one. Made a Bull Run, nobody came back on that one. Lillian Finance, nobody came back on that one. Terrarium, nobody came back on that one, because that's the cult mentality that gets developed because these people are listening to shillers instead of level-headed people that are more reasonable telling you it's going to go up, it's going to go down. Don't worry about it. Relax. What's the problem? We, and I say we now because I understand he's a kindred spirit now, we will continue doing what we do. Some people like it, some people don't, and that's great. That's the beauty of choice. That's the beauty of choice and selection. You can continue listening to the shillers all you care to. We will call it out for what it is. If you're just about, we want to see it climb, 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 don't complain when it dumps on your head, rug pulls, or whatever happens to it, because that's what you're asking for. You're asking to keep failing. Cool. We like to win. You know, all I do is win, win, win. We like to win. That's just what we are. That's how we work. If you like to win, then you come along and ride along this fantastic voyage with one of the two or both of us. Because there are people out there, I assure you, like us, that want the thing to succeed. We want things to get better. We want you to get rich. We do. We just know it takes time, because it took us a long time to get to our status. He's way more wealthy than I am by far, by the way. But it took a long time for us to get to the statuses that we have. It was not something overnight, and we should never expect that it should be overnight, because that doesn't make any sense, because that's not how money has ever worked. Everything takes time, unless you're Tony Khan with AEW. Anyhow, we're going to continue watching. And again, we may do an out of cycle if something comes to bear about the Saitama fiasco. Other than that, definitely check in on Saturday's episode, where we're going to dig into the cult leader and try to see if we can learn a little bit more about the what happened here with this whole business of Saitama, side of chain, side of realty, side of weed, whatever.